Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Let me just click one more screen here. There we go. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And hour number one is of course John Reagan. Hour number two, of course, is John Reagan. But during hour number two, John and I are going to be talking about insurance outrage. So I'd like to give you the number, and I'm going to be telling you a story about how I am frosted with my current insurance company. I just despise these guys. I'm going to tell you the story, and I invite you to call in and tell us your stories. Name the names. You know, make sure you're accurate. Name the names. And let's talk about what these guys are doing to us, how they're ripping us off. So we'll give you the call-in number, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Trevor's engineering the broadcast. John Reagan's with us in Texas. Welcome, John Reagan, Studio D.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, John, I am so frosted about this insurance thing. I mean, I am just... And so, you know, here's how I feel about it. You know, the guys in Baltimore who are rioting, they're angry. And, they're angry about Freddie Gray's murder. And, you know, they couldn't get any satisfaction. So they started protesting, and, you know, one thing led to another, and they're lashing out, and they're angry, and they find bricks and orange cones, and they start bashing everything in sight. You know, that kind of anger is starting to spread throughout America because Americans are becoming angry. Now, I'm angry about insurance. I'm angry about Lebanon, Missouri, and the way they treated us. And so I'm lashing out. I'm not burning and breaking things, but I am certainly sharing the information about why I would never want to go back to Lebanon, Missouri, how it's off limits to our family, and also I want to talk about insurance and what happened to me and how I have been a victim of this insurance charade, and I'd like to talk about what we can do about avoiding being a victim. I'm going to expose some of the things that happened and what these insurance companies do to us. So that's hour number two, John. And so hour number one is, boy, you've got a lot of news for us, right?
And yeah, that's left over from last week.
yeah. All right, let's go right into it.
Okay, I put one article under health that I found interesting. I've entitled the link "To Die For," and it talks about a skin clinic that uses laser light. This is in New York. That before you get treatment, you have to sign a coroner's release, you know, in case you die. Now, laser light is pretty non-invasive as far as it goes, and it brings back some memories too. It's probably about 15 years ago, Becky and I had LASIK done. And we're sitting there in the doctor's office, you know, right before the surgery, and we're having to sign these waivers, and you're going through the list of side effects, and, you know, one of them says death. Makes you wonder, do I really want to do this? But, you know, it's one of those things people are willing to do for vanity, too, because, you know, this is just basically a skin scrub.
John, I was looking at the image. So, class, if you want to follow along, just go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, and click on the news tab, and you'll see this this very pretty girl. When you click on the link that we're talking about for the laser treatment, you'll see this pretty girl performing a laser treatment on this other pretty girl. Now, the girl who's doing the treatment, she looks like she needs a laser treatment more than the other girl, right? isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing how, you know, you look at the professionals in the medical industry and, you know, they're trying to help you, but they look like they need it more than we do? Yeah. Okay.
Or how the doctors don't do vaccines for
yeah,
their families.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly right. We've got, is it Say or Cy in, where are you from, Cy?
Arkansas.
Cy from Arkansas. Okay, so you'd like to talk about what?
Okay, the insurance back in the 60s.
Oh, Silent Night. Shoot.
Yeah.
I recognize your voice. Okay.
Don't shoot.
Welcome, Silent Night.
Back in the 60s, my grandparents had a TV. And I watched a movie where the mob in Chicago had taken over and they sent enforcers out. And you had to pay your tithes to the enforcers. And I thought, you know, I'm never going to do that. No matter what I do, I'm never going to do that. Well, 20 years later, I was paying these mobs. And I was upset about why should I have to pay these parents. Well, it took me another 20 years to realize that these same people that were running Chicago are now in the insurance business. And they are sending their enforcers out. They call them police officers. But they work for the corporation. And if you don't have your insurance, these enforcers will make you pay. And Oh, I don't know, 5-7 years ago, I just quit paying the enforcers, and I quit paying the insurance companies, and it's unbelievable how much money you got left over.
Well, you know, that's a really good point, Cy, because I was so angry, and I'll tell the story the second hour about the insurance on our farm, that I said to Mrs. Finelli, I just want to dump it. You know, we don't have a mortgage. So we don't have to have, you know, insurance on the farm. And we don't hire people to work here, so what's the big deal? And, you know, we're conned into thinking that we have to have insurance. We have to have, it's such a litigious society that we've got to protect ourselves from being sued. Well, I said to Mrs. Finelli, okay, look, $2,000 of homeowners insurance on average for all these years, 20 years, 30 years, $60,000 we gave to these bums, and then then add in the and virtually no claims, and then the auto insurance, you know, $3,000 a year to those bums, and no claims, and just put a claim in and see what happens. Just put a claim in and just watch what happens, and the uninformed, the ignorant who work at these offices, and you call them and say, well, I've got a claim. They don't say, whoa, don't even think about putting a claim in. Your insurance will double. They don't tell you that.
Yep.
They don't tell you.
Well, and you have to be careful. If you shut down your insurance in kind of an angry way, you will find out that, let's say you shut down your homeowner's insurance. Well, these people hire people to come around and make sure that your neighbor pays their insurance because your house is going to burn down.
Yeah, well, that's when the return fire starts. And I'm saying, you know, when these people commit arson, That's unacceptable here at our farm. Absolutely unacceptable. And, you know, Cy, I am watching the absolute crumbling of the United States of America, the country that I love, from a bunch of, just a few egocentric sociopaths, psychopaths, defective people who somehow have wiggled their way into telling us what to do. And unfortunately, some of us actually listen to them and follow the rules and ordinances, and the rest of us don't. But, you know, there's going to come a time when, and you talked about the enforcement. I was talking about this weekend about the Redcoats and how the colonists, you know, were invaded by the Redcoats. And then, some of the colonists might have, some of the Redcoats might have been actually nice. But they were sent over here, and then they started burning the villages down, the colonist villages. And then pretty soon the colonists said, wait a minute, it's those Redcoats. And then they started treating all the Redcoats as the same because their villages were being burned down. They were being attacked and harassed by people in red coats. And so then it was open season on Redcoats. I mean, they're all the same. They're burning the villages down. Well, I think the same thing is going to happen with the Bluecoats. And that's what I mentioned this weekend. Now, it's incumbent upon the Bluecoats, who actually might be nice, to police themselves and say, look, to the rest of those thugs in blue coats, you better knock it off because they may miss. They may miss and hit me.
Yeah.
And I mean that because the blue coats are out of control right now. And I keep hearing people say, yeah, but 95% of them are good. Really? Over the weekend, I was on a 400-mile trip. I bought some things for the farm. And I saw a highway patrol, Missouri Highway Patrol, hiding. So he was at the top of a really long hill. And he was sniping with his radar to those coming down the hill, you know, where he could get, you know, a good shot at them where they couldn't see him. And so I kept flashing my lights and flashing my lights and flashing my lights to warn all the oncoming traffic who were being sniped by this guy. Now, I have a feeling that that's illegal in Missouri to warn people about the police ahead, but I wasn't warning him about the police ahead. What I was warning him is there was a car off to the side of the road that they might hit, and I wanted to make sure that no one, you know, hit that guy.
Yeah.
I mean that's what it was all about. Si, do you have something else that you'd like to say?
There's a lot of other people probably want to call in.
Okay, well, Si, meet up tonight if you're going to attend. We'd love to see you. Hey, thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
That was Si, the Silent Night from Arkansas. John Reagan's with us. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. Next hour, we're going to talk about insurance. So if you'd like to call in, I'll give you the number 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. John Reagan, what's next?
Well, as we slide from health into preparedness, I just want to relay something. I'm sure you've listened to the radio or on commercial TV where they have these pharmaceutical commercials, you know, the ones where the disclaimer's longer than, you know, what they say the product's for, and you start to, you know, wonder, what was this product again? You know, if you want to have some fun, and, you know, like if you're in a car going on a trip somewhere and one of these come on the radio and it gets to that disclaimer part, you know, where they're talking fast and low and getting in all the the side effects that can happen. In your best fast announcer voice, say, minor death may occur.
Right. Right.
And if somebody's having a drink in the middle of that, you may have to clean up.
So why are we taking these chemical compounds? Why are we taking them? You know, John, I was somehow duped into having a colonoscopy many years ago, and so I'm lying down, and they gave me this multi-page sheet to review, and I said, well, wait a minute. And death, you know, and I'm supposed to sign this. I said, you guys are just looking, right, with that. And you know, if you look at that hose they have, it looks like something you might have in your backyard, you know, that you'd water the garden with. And you have to wonder, what in the heck are these guys doing? One of the complications of a colonoscopy can be death. And Dr. Shuley, you know, I asked him on the air if I should. They sent me a reminder, a gentle reminder that they want to see me back. And I asked him what he thought, and he said, you know, bottom line for me was no. So it's no. So I'm going to try to stay away from those guys if I can. I'm talking about doctors, hospitals, medical offices. That's where people go when they're sick. So why would I want to go there, right? So what's next, John?
Well, there was another Prepper Expo that happened recently called PrepperCon.
Mm-hmm.
And it made international news. I've got an article there from the Daily Mail. And they say that hundreds of people flocked to this expo.
Actually, John, they said the headline was thousands. The original headline that for PrepperCon in Utah, Prepper, C-O-N, was thousands. And then when you open the article, it's hundreds. And then when you look, it looks like, you know, like 50.
I guess if you want to get international attention like this, you need to have people come in and dress like zombies.
You know, I saw the video of this buffoon on stage in a ghillie suit dancing around. It was the most ridiculous thing I ever saw. It made me more angry than when I watched Doomsday Preppers for the first time in John Stettmiller's living room. And I saw people acting out on television saying they were preppers. And I said to John Stettmiller, there's no one I know. You know, we had our event. This was in the early years. We had our first event, maybe even our second one. I said, I don't know anybody who acts like this. I was so angry when I came back from Texas to Missouri. I called Washington, D.C., National Geographic, and I wanted to talk to them about Doomsday Preppers. They had no idea what I was talking about. I said, you know, your TV show, Doomsday Preppers, they had no idea what I was talking about. I got transferred a couple times. Finally, they said, oh. Yeah, that's Sharp Entertainment out of New York City. They do that. They do the Doomsday Preppers thing for us. So Doomsday Preppers is really not National Geographic. It's carried on their channel, but it's done by an organization called Sharp Entertainment. And I know who these guys are. I've had them on the air with us. And you know what? They're not prepared. The people who I know from Sharp Entertainment are not prepared for any emergencies at all. It's entertainment. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. I'm Vin Finelli. Tonight we have a meetup at Jimmy's Egg. Jimmy's Egg, 445 in Springfield, Missouri. Information's on the website. John Gore is going to be talking about Inside the Police Department. This will be part four of Inside the Police Department. Questions and answers. And, of course, I'll give my take on the news. That's tonight. And we give away a free dinner. We have a drawing for a free dinner, so someone gets a free dinner every Monday night at Jimmy's Egg. 4:45 to 8 p.m. John Reagan?
Wish I could be there. Let me go quickly through the rest of the items in the preparedness section. The second link I posted a link to the schedule of classes, and they had up to five at a time. And the third link entitled "A Good Way to Get Killed," and this is an article in the Inquisitor that is supposed to be helping you out, and it gets down to the survival tips and talks about if things go bad, ditch city life and bug out to the countryside essentially. Well, if you don't have any skills, if you're fortunate enough to get out of town, you're not going to make it. Bring supplies. Government says 3 days, but most people say 2 weeks to a month. That's, again, not going to be enough. Don't forget the medicine, batteries, arm yourself. It's like they have no clue. Now, the fourth article, 12 More Ways, is actually a decent article from the organic prepper, Daisy Luther. 12 bad strategies that get preppers killed. Number one, I'll just hunt and live off the land. Number two, I'll go into the woods and live there. And we can discuss these when I get through the list. Number three, I'll bug out on foot for 73 miles through the mountains, even though I don't regularly exercise. Number four, I don't need a group. I'm going to go it alone. Number five, I don't need to store food. I'll just take from everyone else because I'm a bad you-know-what. Number six, I have lots of weapons and tools, but I've never used them. Number seven, I don't store food. I store seeds. Number eight, I'll just run a generator and continue like nothing ever happened. Number nine, I'll just use my fireplace for cooking and heating. Number 10, I'm going to hunker down the city and scavenge for what I need. Number 11, I've got my supplies, and now I don't need to think about gloom and doom. And number 12, we'll set up a perimeter and shoot anyone who breaches it.
Yeah. Oh. John, I know people have said these things. I really do. And would you like to address this now? Would you like to go through these 12, or did you want to continue?
Well, I don't want to get into detail on them because we could take the rest of the show easily just on that one article. But I think it's something we should talk about. And if you want to go ahead and start.
Okay. The first one in the article is 12 bad strategies that will get preppers killed. First of all, I don't like the word preppers, but we'll use their term. I like survivalists. But okay, so bad strategy number one, I'll just hunt and live off the land. John, opening day of deer season, that's when all the deer get killed. And day number two, there's hardly any left. That's the second day. So if we're looking at surviving by living off the land, there'll be a massive kill-off of animals. Massive. And we've had it here in Missouri before, in the 1950s. There were hardly any deer left. And it took six decades to get them back. It's absolutely true. So if we think we're going to live off the land, that's a bad strategy. And just because someone has a gun, a rifle, and is going to kill some deer or turkey, or rabbit, or squirrel, it's really going to be tough after the first week.
Yeah, we have over 300 million Americans and a little over 30 million deer. So even if you got all of them, that's only one deer for every 10 people.
Right. And then the next strategy is I'll go into the woods and live there. I know some survival expos that teach people how to build huts and shanties out of twigs and leaves and live in the woods. Let me tell you what, it's not a great idea. Because number one, in the winter it's really cold, and in summer there's all kinds of bugs. It's miserable, absolutely miserable, to try to do that. And then, you know, bug out on foot and go into the mountains. Well, that's a great idea until you go to the mountains. I live in the mountains. I live in the Ozark Mountains. And it's pretty rough here. And if you don't have what you need before you get here, you're going to have a really tough time. Really tough. It's pretty harsh. And if you don't exercise, just take a 2-mile walk. You know, you want to have some fun, just bring a bag of sugar with you or a bag of flour. Just carry it. Just carry that. 4 pounds. And carry that on your 2-mile walk and see how much you like it. Right, John?
Yeah, I remember when I was in Boy Scouts and, you know, we went for, you know, 10 miles in the woods, and that was without a backpack, just carrying a canteen.
Right. And then you don't need a group. You're going to go it alone, really? What happens if four guys come up to where you are and say, hey, it's pretty neat. Thanks for making this little shanty for us. We really like it. As a matter of fact, we like it more than you do. You're out of here. Or we'll kill you. You know, expect that. So going it alone isn't going to work either. And then you don't need to store food. Just take everyone else's. I know a guy who's a cop or a former cop. I have zero respect for this guy. And I've heard him say he trains people on how to kill. Literally, that's what he does. He trains people on how to shoot and kill and where to shoot them. I have zero respect for him. And I've heard him say, I don't need to prepare. I got me a gun. I'll just take what I need from others who have it. So there you have a former man in blue who says that he'll take from others. Oh, by the way, where else did he work? He worked at a fusion center. So here we have a guy that worked at a fusion center, former cop, and he has a gun, and he'll just take what he needs or what he wants because he has a gun. So he's saying that he's willing to kill people for what they've got. That's a bad strategy, number 5. So you need to have what you need before you need it, in my opinion. I've got lots of weapons and tools. I've never used them, but I have them. That's another thing. I know people who have all kinds of weapons. Well, we'll call them all kinds of rifles and handguns. But they don't use them. I've talked to some of our friends, and I'd say, are you armed? Oh, no. So, okay. Do you have a handgun? Yeah. Is it on you? No. Okay. So what if you need it? Well, I'll go get it. Where is it? Oh, it's back home. number 7?
Kind of like Barney 5. You know, put that bullet in the gun when you need it.
Right. A revolver, too. And I don't store food. I store seeds. John, we spent the entire day yesterday, the family. I had a front-end loader on a tractor, a four-wheel drive tractor, and I was scooping up buckets of topsoil. And we put them into this raised bed garden that we built last year. So we have this, you know, these blocks. You saw it in the backyard, all those blocks to form a raised bed garden. Well, we put the dirt in it over the weekend. Now, 3 of us were working with a tractor and a bucket, and it took all day just to add the topsoil, pick the rocks out of the topsoil, haul the rocks away with the front end loader, put in peat moss, put in ashes, wood ashes from the wood stove, and then I'm going to put the lime in there, and then I'm going to rototill it. So we're not done. We're not done with the raised bed garden. It took 3 people one day just to get ready, almost get ready to plant seeds. So we haven't gotten to the point yet where we're planting the seeds, but that's coming. You know, that's in the next couple of days. So that's, storing seeds, that's great. Just try growing a garden, see how easy it is. I keep hearing it's easy, but boy, to me, it's a little harder than that. How about you, John?
No, it's kind of funny. I don't remember which expo it was, but I was, you know, in there before, you know, we opened for the day, and I was in front of Mike Knox, and of course, he had a seminar to do. I said, you know, what are you going to talk about? And, you know, all you got to do is put a seed in the ground, come back later, and get the harvest. And, of course, he got a great laugh out of that. But it's work, and it takes skill. And even people that do gardens, if you're just doing gardens with hybrid seeds, then you're not practicing the other end of it of saving seeds and you know, making sure that those saved seeds are good. And this is kind of like one of the more critical things, you know, food, water, and shelter. And if you don't have those down, you're asking for it.
John, we have a neighbor who has a really neat trailer. And this trailer has two axles. And it's a dump bed trailer. So you can pull this from a truck, and then you can use the dump feature to dump whatever you put in the trailer. Now, he went out into the woods. He's got, oh, let's say 500 acres or so. And he's got some trees that he's cut down and he's stacked. And he brought them back to his home for heating. Well, they've been lying around for a couple years. And the bugs have eaten these logs that he's cut. So his wife said, boy, these are going to light easily. Well, yeah, they are. And she was trying to say, yeah, they're going to light easily, but there's not many BTUs left because the bugs have eaten the wood. So if you think you're just going to light your fireplace and start cooking and eating, good luck with that. You won't believe how much wood you use.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
DC
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Next hour, we're going to be talking about insurance. So if you've got some insurance complaints and you want to let everybody know about how you've been hosed by the insurance industry, give us a call next hour, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. John Reagan's with us, John, and we're talking about bad strategies. And the 10th bad strategy is I'm going to hunker down in the city and scavenge what I need. Well, you know there's going to be a plague of locusts in the city. Everything will be taken. And just think of it like, like Baltimore. Think of it like Ferguson, windows being broken, people looting, taking whatever they need. You know, once the first window's broken, the subsequent windows being broken is real easy. And so there'll be, you know, first will be the light things, and then the TVs and all that stuff will be looted, and food and water and drinks and so forth. And pretty much it'll be just carcasses, and then there'll be fires, and the fires will rage on, and there'll be blood in the streets. So scavenging what we need is a bad strategy. And then the next strategy, number 11, is I've got my supplies and I don't need to think about doom and gloom. Well, I know a lot of people who feel that way. And they don't want to, they just don't want to think about bad things. Well, really? How was Baltimore before the rioting? How was it? Well, it was probably a lot more calm, right? How was Ferguson before the rioting? A lot more calm. How was Joplin before the tornado? Well, these things are happening, and they continue to happen, and they're happening at a faster and faster rate, and that's been referred to as the quickening. increasing frequency at an increasing rate. So, and then the bad strategy number 12, we'll just set up a perimeter and shoot anyone who breaches it. Well, okay. Now what do you do with all the bodies? Yeah. And you know, I met a guy, John, who wanted to join the Army, and he couldn't wait to get his hands on a machine gun and start killing people. I couldn't believe it. And I said, you think you're going to be the only one with a machine gun? You don't think the other team's going to have a machine gun? And you think when you open up on them, they're not going to try to kill you? He came back after a year on leave, and he said, wow, that's horrible. I can't wait to get out of there, and I'm never going to reenlist. It's nuts. People are trying to kill me. Yeah. Yeah, we're going over there and invading them and with our machine guns, and they don't like it all that much, right? The other team. Well, that's what's going to happen here in the United States, in my opinion. I think these uniformed guys are going to be they're going to be a little bit surprised when they're all treated the same by our team, because we don't like being invaded. We don't like being pushed around. As a matter of fact, what we really want is we want Mayberry. We want to be left alone. We really do. That's what we want. So, John, just as a quick suggestion, I recommend that if you see a cop on the side of the road and, you know, he's got his radar gun going, he's looking to pick people off, instead of ducking, tell everybody, warn everybody that's coming his way. Warn them that he's off there on the side of the road, and just for their own safety, that they don't hit him by accident, you know, by not seeing him because he's hiding. Warn him that there's a guy up there. That's my recommendation. Yeah, I mean, just to keep everybody safe. I mean, that's what they tell us. That's why, well, Janet Napolitano said it. She said it best. If you see something, say something. So if you see someone who's off on the side of the road, and well, it might be a policeman in trouble. So just let everybody know that there's a policeman there. He might have a flat. Who knows? So if you see something, say something. You know, so he doesn't get hit. What do you think, John?
I just want to remind you that after the event, if we end up in that police state mode, don't worry about being stopped for traffic violations. Your car will turn yourself in.
Yes, your new car will turn yourself in, right? Yeah. With all the features that are they're building into new cars, why would anybody want to buy a new car? That's insanity. Absolute insanity. Buy an electric car and get cooked with electromagnetic radiation? Buy a car that's got all these computer communications? Man, that's crazy. John Reagan and I'll be right back right after top of the hour news and commercial announcements, and we're going to be talking about insurance. And you can call in with your insurance story, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. This is our chance to let them have it. Tell your story when we get back.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas Brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.